Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
Let's get into our word today. Hallelujah. Luke 18. And it's quite a lengthy scripture, but you'll understand why. But it's a good story. Let's go. Then he told them a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually he thought, while it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen one who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? I want us to read it from the Amplified Classic, just the beginning portion of Luke 18. It says, also Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not to turn coward, faint, lose heart, and give up. To always pray and not to turn coward, faint, lose heart, and give up. So I have a question for you today. How are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? I love that. Let's look at us. Yes, how are you doing? How are you really doing? And I know it's a question we ask each other, how are you? And our immediate answer is usually, fine. Because it's what we were raised. And I know we were raised right. So it's usually the easiest and the most common answer that we give, that I am fine. But truly, many times, we are not really fine. If we are real, sometimes you're not really fine. You're not fine. Things are thick. If someone would really look in, they would be like, boss, wanangamia. I love some certain Swahili words because they carry weight. Like that word, kuangamia. It's weighty. Yeah? It's not just I'm struggling. It feels even more. I'm unraveling. Yeah? It's like I am not fine. Truth be told, things are tough. Things are hard. And I know we sang, we have the victory and everything will be all right. And I know we are singing from a place of faith, and I love Pastor Fighter sharing with us today that yes, we have the victory. Yes, we have been assured that we will get the victory. But for right now, where you're standing, you're like, I don't have the victory. Things are serious. And in my time of prayer, I've been sensing in my spirit these two things, a shift and a release. A shift and a release. A shift and a release. Despite what is happening, I'm just sensing that God is about to shift some things and there's going to be a release. I know it's April and some of you feel like it's November already. You know that feeling? It's April, but you're feeling like, man, it feels like it's November. I've been at this year for too long. You almost were like, let's go for Christmas, man, and just think about 2025. But I just want to tell you, in this year of breakthrough extended, the status quo is about to shift. It's about to shift. Just like the children of Israel, God is about to turn some things around. He's about to release us to his purposes and plan. You know, so many times we think that what we are going through is about us. And yes, it concerns us. But let me tell you, breakthroughs extended is about God and what he wants to do. It's about God and what he wants The children of Israel thought that they were in captivity just because of them. But God had a plan. He had a plan from the beginning of time. He knew exactly what was going on. He knew exactly when he was going to deliver his children. He knew it. He knew why it took the time it took them. I'm telling you, Breakthrough Extended is about God and what he wants to do. And I want to thank those who've shared their testimonies, because I've been telling you, share your testimony. Please share your testimony. Encourage people. And people have been stepping up to me and sharing their testimonies. And I'm so grateful. Someone even texted me that testimony yesterday. I was like, thank you so much for sharing testimonies. But I want to encourage the church today. It's not going to just be about individuals. This shift and release is going to be about us as a people of God. It's not just one person who is going to rise up. We are all going to rise up. It's not one person who is going to get out of the situations that they're in. We are all getting out. Just like Pastor John told us, not a hoof. Nothing shall be left behind. I just want to tell you, you who is here, you're not going to be left behind in this Breakthroughs Extended. All of us are getting out. All of us are going into all that God has in store for us. A shift and a release. But back to our scripture, that was just the beginning. That's the opening for you, just to encourage you. Because we've been singing about the victory, and I just sense today we are about to get that victory. But it is interesting that the Lord chose to use a widow in this parable. He chose a widow because widows in the Bible usually represented the vulnerable. It represented the person who was the weak one. The person who had a desperate situation. Someone who needed to be defended. You remember Elijah and the widow. Elisha and the widow. These are people who needed help in their lives. And in this story, we see someone who clearly is in a desperate place, facing a hard situation, a difficult and seemingly unmoving obstacle of what she needs. Jesus uses the least expecting character to show us a powerful truth. He says it to this effect, that they ought always to pray and not turn coward, faint, lose heart, and give up. And who does he use to show that? A widow. The widow's situation was pressing, and she had every reason to turn coward. She had every reason to faint, to lose heart and give up. But instead of giving up, she decided to keep pressing even more until she got what she wanted. Pressing forward with someone like this judge, think about it, would mean someone who doesn't fear God. It says he doesn't fear God and he doesn't respect human beings. Pressing with someone like this would have been working against her. It shouldn't have been working for her. But she continued to press in. The Bible, in fact, says she continued to cause trouble to this judge. Persisting would have not been in her favor. But I just want to tell you, she kept on. I know we have taught and preached on this scripture many times about persistence in prayer. But I want to take a few moments and show us something that this woman had that I believe each one of us needs to gain if we are going to see our breakthroughs extended. So my title today is Keep Pressing Through Till the Breakthrough. Keep pressing through till the breakthrough. Verse 6 tells us, the Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Pay attention. Why would he want us to pay attention? It was for us to see what happens when we don't give up and keep pressing in. Giving up nowadays is not hard. It doesn't take a lot of effort to give up. I remember one time, some friends of mine and I decided, let's go climb Mount Longonot. Terrible idea. If you're into that kind of stuff, that's good for you, but it was a terrible idea for me. And we started the journey. And if you've been to Longonot, you know there's that entrance to the gate until the bottom of the mountain, then you start climbing. Just that distance, I was done. By the time we arrived at the foot, I was like, me, I'm ready to go back home. And everyone is like, okay, let's climb. And I'm like, I feel like my heart is about to stop. Now, if you've also been to Longwood, you know there are two mountains. There is the first climb, and then there is the second one. The first one, I'm not even lying. I'm telling you, I was out of air. Like, have you seen stars? You know, we call them marudurudu. Mimi niliona marudurudu. I was seeing stars all the way up. And I remember as we were going up, there was an Asian lady who was there, an old lady. She was with her family. And the family had left, and her, she was just going slowly and slowly. And me, I knew now I have a partner. Let's just go slowly and slowly with her. And I'm pretending it's as if I'm caring for her. And I'm the one, you know, supporting her. But she's really helping me pace myself. So when we get to that first part, I look and I just tell my friends, I can't. I look at the second one, I'm like, I imagine, I'm not Moses, we're not dying on a mountain. I can't. Me, I'm turning back and I'm leaving. And let me tell you, there was another friend of mine in the same group who was like me but pretending. When she saw I've turned back, she said, I'm going with him. Let me just go with him so he's not by himself. And then the old lady also decided, even me, I'm turning back. So we turned back with the old lady and we walked slowly down the mountain. Giving up doesn't take a lot nowadays. Pressing forward, that takes a lot. We're living in a time when we expect everything we desire to happen just like that. Immediately, suddenly, swiftly, with no difficulty whatsoever. So when it doesn't happen how we want it to happen, we give up. And we become vulnerable to the enemy. Vulnerable. We become desperate. Or even to the point we take matters into our own hands. Which is even worse. I remember we had a neighbor in the neighborhood we used to live in. This was a very educated lady. She was a lawyer and I was an aspiring lawyer as well. So I really looked up to her. And man, she was doing well, but she went through some struggles. Because between, you know, those all of us who went through that, you know, way. So, you know, between when you finish school and when you're waiting for the job, that can in between. It's a difficult time. Because you have the paper, but you don't have the job. And you had already moved from your parents' house. So now you're really desperate. And she was desperate. And she was vulnerable. And she couldn't wait any longer. And she knew she needed to take matters into her own hands. And you know how the enemy is just the enemy. He knows how to time you. So one afternoon, she's out there stressed out of her mind, wondering, how am I going to get through life? How am I going to finish? She had bills to pay. She had things to do. Then some two women came to her and told her, lady, we have the answer for you. And she was like, you have. And they looked at her and told her, boldly, I can see you're troubled. And she was like, yes, I am. I can see there are many challenges in your life. She was like, yes, I do. We have a solution for you. We are here to pray. Do you have any money with you? She's like, I do. It was the last money she had. We are going to pray and multiply. This is not an educated person. You know, as lawyers, we call ourselves learned. It's above the education. This is learned individual. And she's like, you can pray for it and it multiplies. She's like, yes. So she removes it. We're desperate. Wait, stop judging her. She's desperate. She removes it. They tell her, take some soil on the ground. This is someone even who believes God. She took some soil. Take a stone. She took the stone. Put it on the money. She put it on the money. Close your eyes. She closed the eyes. Now we know the rest of the story. Desperate times. You're pushed to such a place. You're so desperate, you'll do anything. You know this can't happen. Where if this could happen, all of us would be rich by now. Then I had another. This was closer to home. Someone I was very close to me. Same thing. A car stops next to her. And the person looks at her and says, I'm stopping because I sense you're in trouble. She's like, yes. That you're going through challenging times. Yes. We have a solution for you. Do you have any money in your pocket? She's like, no. That's what saved her. Because they drove off. That's what saved her.
The fact that she didn't have money. We can get very desperate. But the desperation of this widow just caused her to even be more tenacious, to even be more bolder, to keep pressing through until she got what she wanted. And listen to what the judge says, because that's what the Lord says. Pay attention to what the judge said. And this is what he says. Because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. Another translation says, because this lady is driving me crazy. That's the New Living Translation. She's driving me crazy. She's badgering me. That word to bother means to pester, to nag, to irritate a person. You might be here thinking, are we meant to be irritating God? No, that's not the point. We're not meant to be irritating God or nagging God. This is the point that God was trying to show you with this woman. And this is my first point. Keep the fight. Keep the fight. That's what this woman was. She was not content for a no. She wanted a yes, and she was going to get a yes. Some of us are now content with the no. We have given up. But this woman, she was like, I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep fighting until I get what is mine. Please note about this parable. And there's another parable in verse 11, in Luke 11, about the neighbor, and Pastor John preached on that. In both accounts, it's worth noting that the power of the petitioner's ability and determination to disturb the comfort of those they are addressing. They had the power and the ability and the determination to disturb the comfort of those they were addressing. This is an ability you and I need to have. Bother what's bothering you. Fight what's fighting you. Some of us, let me tell you, we think because we are getting punched that we are out. Only an unprepared boxer can imagine that they'll get into a ring and not be touched. Of course you'll be touched. It's boxing. It's a contact sport. In a fight, expect to be hit. Some of you get a punch and you're like, bass, it's over. Why? Don't fight with this guy. He's going to take you out. Fight back. Throw a punch. Kick. Push. Keep the fight. The thing that is bothering you, you're just letting it to bother you. Stand up and bother it. Trouble it. Make it uncomfortable. Why are you letting the enemy make you uncomfortable? Make him uncomfortable. Tell him, okay, since we are now, we are in it. Since you've decided to come to bother me, let me now bother you. Aya, who do I need to start counseling? Aya, let's pray. Aya, I see Afghanistan, there's problems. I see you're there. Let's go. Bother him. Bother his territory. Don't just sit there and take the punches. Punch back. Fight back. In both parables, the defining aspect is the fact that both petitioners were willing to keep asking no matter what. Keep pressing no matter what. Their continual coming wore out the people they were asking. It wore them out. The ability to keep coming and coming was a problem for both individuals being asked. They just keep coming. I remember in high school, there was this guy no one wanted to fight. He wasn't a strong guy. He just had the ability to keep coming. You start fighting with this guy, it doesn't end. You beat him at break, he comes at lunchtime. You beat him at lunchtime, home time. First thing in the morning, he's back. He wants to fight you. He's like, let's go again. Let's go again. And he's crying, let's go again. And you're like, you wear out. After a while now, he becomes the guy no one wants to start a fight with. Because this fight will never end. It's not that he's the strongest. It's because his doesn't end. Some of you, I'm telling you, it's not because you're strong. Just keep coming. Just keep coming. You get hit in the morning, come at break time. You get hit again, come at lunchtime. Tell the enemy I'll be back in the evening, same time, same place. Keep coming. That's why he chose this widow. She just kept coming.
It's either this thing takes me out or I take it out. Those are the options. And me, I'm determining it's not taking me out. It's not taking me out. Each of us are in a process. And we can't give up. We can't. It's a fixed fight. You've been told. We've been guaranteed that we will win. So keep fighting through until you win. God loves it when we fight through the pain. Some of you are limping. Limp through it. Some of you are bleeding. Tell yourself, we have no time to bleed. No time. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Paul said, even though they kill us, God has the power to revive us. Keep coming. The brother was stoned and left for dead. What did he do? He woke up and went back. When the people saw him, they were like, you know, there is a level of craziness that you never entertain. Because that one for Paul was too much. And the Bible tells us no one else disturbed him in that city. They have just stoned the guy, left him for dead. Then they see him in the marketplace doing the thing they stoned him for. They left him. They were like, just leave him. Keep coming. Keep fighting. You only fight for what you care about. You only fight for what you care about. How much do you care for the victory? How much do you care for the win? How much do you want this thing to happen in your life? God was looking at his disciples and said, don't stop fighting. Because he knew what they were about to get into. He knew the troubles they were about to face. And he was like, let me tell you about a widow who never stopped asking. She kept on pressing. She kept on seeking. She kept on knocking. You know, it's interesting that word, when you study that word that the judge said about her bothering me, that she'll come and strike me. It talks actually, it's the metaphor of a boxer. When you study it, back then they understood what Jesus was talking about. Because the way he said it, it was two boxers. He knew it's about two boxers. And getting a black eye. When you study the word, it talks about, she's going to give me a black eye. That's the literal translation. If I don't answer, she's going to come and give me a black eye. Literally, she's going to come and punch me. Of course, they knew he's talking metaphorically, but that's the thing. She's going to give me a black eye. One translation said, she's going to kill me. Study it. If I don't, this person is going to kill me. So let me give her. Let me give her. But this is the good news. The one we are petitioning to is not like that judge. The one we are asking is not like that judge. But he's trying to build something inside of us that is going to help us in the future that is coming. I just want to tell us, church, I know everyone says it's going to get better and better, but things are going to get worse and worse. Because God is accomplishing something. I need you to hear me. God is accomplishing something. But for us saints, we need to be strong in what he's doing. We need to be tough. We need to be hardened. We need to be strong. Because there's a shaking that is coming. And everything that is shakable will fall. But you cannot be shaken. You cannot afford to be shaken. So God is trying to build something in you. The reason you feel like he's resisting you is because he's building something in you. The more he resists, the stronger you are. When you go to the gym, what happens? They put weights so that the weight can resist. And what do they tell you? Push. So that's what the gym instructor tells you. Push. Then the weight comes down and then you're told again, push. But you in the gym, you understand the resistance is to build my muscles. And this is the second thing. This is how he ends it and this is how I finish. He turns to them and says, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find persistent in faith on the earth. Second, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Jesus was asking them, will I find persisting faith when I come back? Or will have people fainted? Will have people given up? Will have people turned away, shrunk back? Scripture tells us, you rejoice in this, though now for a short time you have had to struggle in various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more valuable than gold, which perishes, though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. When he comes, will he find faith? Or will we have given up? God is looking for faith through this struggle. God is looking for faith. You can tell this widow had faith. She knew within her heart of hearts, this man is going to give me my justice. Have faith, saints. Have faith, people of God. As it intensifies, have faith. Keep pressing. Keep believing. Because the forces we are facing will not relent. They will not relent. They will keep fighting. So we need to keep fighting. They will keep persisting. So we need to persist in our faith and keep pushing until we win this war. So keep the fight. Keep the faith. There's a story I love in the Bible. Because it's a very interesting story. It's the story of Daniel. Daniel reaches a place in his life. And we know the first time he inquires of the Lord, he's inquiring because they've already been in captivity for 70 years. I just figured this out. I knew now how, I was reading it yesterday and I was like, I know how old Daniel was. He was 70. He was 70 something because he came in as a young lad. And then when 70 years passed, he was like, wait, Lord, there's a prophecy that Jeremiah told us. So he was in his 70s. He was an older guy. And he's inquiring of the Lord. The 70 years are done. So what's next? We've paid our dues. Then there's a second vision and a second inquiry. But in this second inquiry, a truth is told. The angel appears before him. And the Bible says the angel appears before you and tells him, Daniel, the moment you began to inquire, the answer was given the first day. But it has taken me 21 days to get the answer to you. This is the angel speaking, and he tells him why. The prince of Persia resisted me, and I had to get your other prince, Michael, to come and assist me so that I can press through. Now think, this is an angel speaking. But this is the revelation that God gave me years ago. Daniel didn't stop praying on day one. Because what do you think would have happened if he stopped praying on day one? The assistance wouldn't have come to that angel. But because he kept pressing and praying and keeping the faith, the angel was aided so that he could come through with the answer. Now listen. This is the good news. The answer was given the first day you asked for it. But because it hasn't come doesn't mean it's not on its way. Keep fighting. Keep praying. Don't faint. Things are happening in the supernatural. Wars are being fought for the answer to reach you. Keep the faith. Hold on. Keep trusting God. The answer has already been given. Because that's what God said. How much more won't I speedily give you what you've requested? How much more won't I? That's God's assurance. But remember the widow. Keep pressing.
Keep fighting. Keep the faith. Father, I want to pray for your people right now. Father, you know exactly where they're at, what they're going through, the challenges they're facing, the different situations that are standing on their way, stubborn situations that seem to be unmovable. It's like the song we sang. They say these mountains cannot be moved. They feel like mountains that are stuck in front of them and there's no way forward for them. I want to pray for your people today. I want to pray for that fight that this widow had in her to keep pressing and petitioning and praying until she found her answer. I'm praying that fight is coming upon your people because we need it in this hour. We are not like those who shrink back, who turn back, who run away and flee the fight. Father, I'm praying that we are moving forward in your strength and in your might. So I pray today for your people for that fight. I pray that they will keep the faith, that in the hard times, in those moments when everything seems so dark, let them keep the faith. Let them keep the faith. Let them keep that persisting faith going. Strengthen your people today. Strengthen them. Because the answer is on its way. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. Can we appreciate the Lord? Church, let's be praying for HXP. Remember them in prayer. We want to thank you for your giving. You guys did incredible. I'm telling you, you did so well. Abu, clap for yourself because you did. Let me say, you did very well. Very well. And HXP is going to be a success as a result of your giving. So let's invest now in prayer. Amen. God bless you and have a lovely week.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.